Okay, for the purpose of the tape recorder, we're going to call it shiur number 43. I'm not sure if there was a shiur 42. That might have been that we canceled it. So it's Wednesday, the Wednesday, Chaf, what's today? Chaf Zion, Nisan. Today is, yes, no, Chaf Vav Nisan. Chaf Vav Nisan, April 11th. We'll go with Yom Dalit Parshas Tazria Metzora. Lucky enough to live in Eretz Yisrael. And in case you're following along, and in case you remember what we learned, when, so we'll have full disclosure now. We're going to start, I think, so please trust me. We're in Derech Hashem, Sefer Derech Hashem. Section 2, Perek 3, which so far, no chidushim, but back to paragraph 1. So, he's talking, the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, is talking about people's bechira, people's circumstances in life. Until now he talked about schar va'onesh, how the reward and punishment to a degree, you know, he can't give over the whole picture, but he gave into Gan Eden, into Olam Haba, into people who have it good in Olam Hazeh, what we see is good, people good, or what we perceive is not so good in Olam Hazeh, and he explained where that's coming from, and he'll be talking about that also in Perek Shlishi. But Perek Shlishi starts off talking about people's lives. Paragraph 1 in Perek Shlishi, Chelek Beis of the Sefer. Hinei Kor Hekdamnu, we gave a basic introduction. She'inyan ho'avodo she'nimsra lo'odom, what a person, the purpose of creation, the purpose of creating man, the purpose of being is mankind, and the purpose of man is to choose, to do good. Toloi, it's dependent on b'mesh nivru b'onyum in yoni tov and yoni ra. So we had to live in a world where there, in the upper worlds where the malachim reside, so to speak, there's no good and evil. There's just good. Good equals reality. Reality equals Hashem. Spirituality, reality. There is no possibility of. And there's no other possibility. We should realize, and Ramchal talked about this in the first part of the Sefer, that the whole creation of the possibility of evil is a tremendous chiddush. It doesn't work like that in all the other worlds except for this world, because the purpose of this world is mankind, and the purpose of man is to connect with Hashem, and as Ramchal explained in the first section, the best connection to Hashem will be when Hashem only wants the best connection. He doesn't settle for half measures. And the best connection is when we are the authors of our connection by choosing. And to do that, he had to create a world in which there's an existence of evil. This is a very major theological, philosophical question, the existence of evil. There is a, I don't want to say the word religion because I don't like the word, but there are those who believe in the existence of the Satan, and he has his own malucha, so to speak, but we don't, everything is from Hashem, and the existence of Ra is a tremendous chiddush that he did. It's like the famous question, could Hashem make a rock that he can't pick up? Well, conceptually, that's what he did when he allowed for the existence of evil. When I say evil, I mean something that's against his will. So the Rambam says, don't get tied up in knots about that, because that's also his will. So everything is his will. His will is that you can negate his will. You can do something that's forbidden. You can do something against Hashem. You can do something that's anti-spiritual. And again, that doesn't exist in the upper worlds. In the upper worlds, this is just Hashem and His will. There is nothing else. We're so used to the Bechira that, like, to us, this is the normal way, but it's not. It's a big chiddush that Hashem created the possibility of negating His will, and it's possible for evil to exist in the world. But He did it because, so that we should be able to choose, and as I said, be the authors of our own connection to Hashem, because it's our choice, and that's he explained in the first chelik, Ein Kamol Zeh. So, for Husam Adam Beinayim, and mankind was placed this crazy world. I like to give an example. If you want to have an example of like the upper world, I always point to time. We can't imagine there not being time. There has to be time. How could there be no time? But if